And you can tell that there's so many hearts right here today that Jesus is alive right in their heart. And we just thank God and praise Him for that. And now is the time for our joys and concerns. And I've been handed a note here that we have a very special announcement from Gary and Amber Roberts. Are proud to announce that they are expecting a baby this October. Bob and Anita will be grandparents again. Amen to that. One thing that Pastor Eric didn't have time to announce this morning is if you look in your bulletins, you'll find a list of the Easter lilies that are here on the altar rail this morning and who they were given by and who they were given in memory of. And if you have an Easter lily there, after the service, we would ask that you pick those up and take them home with you. Also, want to, on the My Redeemer Lives, that on the back side of what we just sang is our Awakening Live Forgiven and Free. It's our study guide for the week of April 13th through 17th. And this is put together by Cliff Safi, and it goes along with the pastor's message each week. And we just ask that you take that home with you and use it as a Bible study. Also, on the back of your bulletin, you will find the prayer requests that we have, the people that we need to lift up in prayer, our servicemen and all the others in the nursing homes, the ones that need special prayers and who are having illnesses or surgery or anything like that. We list those. And if there's any that you would like added to that or anything, please give the church office a call during the week, and we will see that those get on our prayer chain. Prayer is very important to this church, and we know that God answers our prayers. I have a personal praise the Lord this week. Our daughter Jennifer and her family were involved in the fires in Midwest City, Oklahoma, and had to be forced from their home, forced evacuation, but their home was safe. However, there was a lot of others who lost their home, so we need to keep them in prayer. And also the ones that lost their homes in the tornadoes in Arkansas and in Tennessee. So let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Oh, gracious God, we just come praising you and thanking you so much this morning. We thank you. We praise you for your Son, Jesus. We praise you for all that he done for us. And we praise you that today he lives. He has risen from the grave, and he lives within our hearts and lives within this world. And he reaches out to us, each and every one of us. Lord Jesus, we just praise you and thank you for all you do for us. Lord, we lift up all of those who need your touching, healing hand today. We just ask that you be with them. Let them feel your presence, Lord, just like never before, that you are there for them and you will never leave them. Lord God, we just pray for those who are traveling today that you might grant them your traveling mercies. Be with all of those who, for whatever reason, could not be in a place of worship this morning, whether it be here or some other church, Lord. Or those that are homebound, Lord, we just lift them up and ask your special presence with them today. And Lord, as we continue this fantabulous service, we just ask your guidance for Pastor Eric. We know he's had a rough, busy week, and we just ask your touch on his heart and his soul that he might deliver the message today and we might receive it openly in our hearts, that we might be your servants. These things we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jerry. It has been an awesome week, I have to say. It ranks up there in my book with one of the most tremendous holy weeks that I've ever experienced in a church. It was just amazing with all the things going on in this church and the services. We have a lot to celebrate.